Walking the talk.
This is 702.
702.
World of Work feature. And we are talking to Luyanda Duma, who's the HR specialist, about an acting role at work, also known as acting up or an acting appointment. And this is when an employee, yourself or anyone else, is temporarily placed on a position of responsibility of a higher level position. And this can be positive experience for anyone to get a glimpse of that position, what it holds. But it can also be a bit challenging because you are moving up, and also helps as far as your progression in the workplace is concerned. Acting positions are often used in evolving organizations to bridge gaps between periods of change. One person has left the position or they've been promoted, and prior to a permanent position being given, you will be there acting up. But what are the do's and don'ts, and what can you do, and what are your limitations? Luyanda joins us for that discussion. Luyanda Duma, thanks very much for joining us. Welcome to 702.
Thank you so much, Thabo, for having me. I look forward to this conversation.
I look forward to it myself, because you have been now given this position. It's yours, but it's not yours, right? Before we go into what can you do, what can't you do, let's talk about the status of the position. Before you throw some celebrations and some parties and everything else, is it really yours?
It definitely could be yours, but I often always see this as an opportunity, like you said, to showcase your skills, right? Gain a lot of experience and potentially then prepare yourself for something, for a permanent position or something along those lines.
And who is often appointed to this position? Is it a candidate who was next in line or the most promising person in the office? Whose discretion is it to appoint someone into the acting position, Luyanda?
It definitely could be a leading manager, a project manager, or a department head that is in that position, or HR, depending on how big the organization is, right? So people that are given these positions are people that have shown great potential, for one, people that are being tested if they are able to take on this responsibility as their next. And sometimes it's really just people that can temporarily hold a spot while we look for somebody. But even though they are great in their position, but you wouldn't want to move them, but you know that they've got, you know, that sort of skill and experience to hold into that temporarily.
Is there legislation guiding this process so that it's not purely in the hands or the discretion of someone up there, and they would appoint the most junior position, the most junior person in the position of acting, as opposed to a deserving individual? Do we have legislation to guide us?
There is definitely no legislation when it comes to this, but just I think it's based on that trust that you build with your manager or with your colleagues within the world of work, right? So if you are, if you feel like you are not fit for that position, you can always say you are not ready for that and not take the position. But if you're up for a challenge, ready to showcase your skills and show that you're deserving of something bigger and better, then definitely it's something that you can jump on.
And Luyanda, is there a time frame to acting? Can you be an acting supervisor, acting manager, acting GM for 4 years without a permanent appointment?
Oh, no. Now they're taking advantage of you. You should definitely never take on an acting position for that long without them solely making a decision about whether or not they want to keep you in that position or how long they need to sort of appoint somebody else. So it's always good to have this conversation with HR, with that manager who wants to set you up for this acting position, to say, how long will it be? Sometimes in the case where you need to recruit, it's a specialized field and you need to recruit somebody new for it, recruitment might take a bit long, sometimes a month, sometimes a year, but nothing more than that. But you always have to have the open discussion to say, how long may you be sitting in this position, and what is the next step? Are you up for this position, or you are just temporarily holding it for somebody else that they are looking for?
And what are the do's and don'ts? You are in this acting position, and does it mean that you have full power to execute whatever the permanent candidate would have had the chance to do? Or are you limited? Are you told, right, before you sign this, just come upstairs and let's speak to you first? You can't just come in, fire people, change the furniture and paint the walls as you please.
Definitely. I also wouldn't recommend that you assume that responsibility to that full extent. But when you're in an active position, it gives you a chance to also then learn from those that are superior from you. Because remember, when you take on an acting position, you're assuming a higher role than you potentially would have. Sometimes you might not have the full skill set that is required. So this is then your opportunity to sort of get the help and collaborate with either your department, other people, colleagues, as well as other managers that are higher from you. But in terms of what you do, you have to make decisions and solve, you know, problems within your scope of authority, which is something also that you need to be very much aware of. There's a scope of authority that you are, you know, working under, so you always need to respect those lines, right? You might be needed to lead projects or initiatives that are assigned to you. You also might need to manage and delegate work, because sometimes when you are working in authority position, you have a team. So always make sure that you are utilizing your team, you're communicating effectively, and you're also providing that guidance and support as well. Because if somebody leaves a position of authority and they have a team, it does create a sort of anxiety for the team that is, let's say, who is now going to work with us, who's going to manage us, are we going to get along, and so forth. So you always want to build that solid trust between yourself and the team that you're working with in that time.
It's 15 minutes after 11 o'clock. You're on 702, and my guest, Luyanda Duma, HR specialist. We're talking about acting positions. You have just been asked to act in this position. What are your powers? And can your colleagues really respect you? And can someone come to you and tell you, hey, don't tell me anything, you're just acting in that position? By the way, I'll also be applying for it once it's advertised properly. And what are some of the challenges that you've experienced in the acting position where you were asked to act on behalf of someone? 16 minutes after 11 o'clock.
702.
Let's walk the talk on 92.7
and 106 FM.
011-883-0702, and we are chatting to Luyanda Duma, who's an HR specialist. We're talking about an acting position. Have you heard at work or in government and where they said this person is an acting DG, acting chief director, acting supervisor, acting manager, acting general manager, whatever the position was? And you wondered, why the acting? Why? Is it just in the interim? What can they do? Can they fire people, or are they just there to warm up the seat up until they find a person to do the job? 011-883-0702. Perhaps that has been you. Give us a call. Let's hear from you. Larry, you're in Lanesha. Morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm free. How are you, Larry?
Good. Listen, just a quick one.
Yes.
I think maybe...
Oh, Larry, we lost you there. Oh, goodness me. Let's try to get Larry back. Is Larry still there? No. No, Larry's definitely gone. Let's try. We'll try to get Larry back and hear what he had to say. Luyanda, I was saying prior to us going to the break, does an acting position really command respect, especially amongst colleagues? Because, you know, an office space is a really contested terrain. There could have been someone who was eyeing that position, and they might pour cold water over your appointment, however temporal it is, and refuse to respect you and say that's just an acting position. How do you manage those, and does it really command the respect of your colleagues?
Obviously, never control how people act around you, the naysayers and so forth, because in an office, there'll always be that chat to say you're acting, we can't take you seriously, you're only there for a temporal time until somebody else, you know, is appointed or somebody else comes back to resume that position. But I definitely think it's a very, very big opportunity for your growth personally as somebody that has been appointed in this position. So there are different reasons why acting positions will come up, and understanding that will really then help you as well, because sometimes it's a temporary need where somebody's taking maternity leave or somebody's taking a sabbatical, and there are other reasons, illness as well. And sometimes it's really a trial period where they are evaluating your performance and how sustainable this role can be for you on a permanent decision. And sometimes it's just for developmental reasons, right? Giving you an opportunity to gain some sort of skill and experience that is necessary for the role that you currently have. So constantly and making sure you understand the reason why you've been placed in that permanent, I mean, that acting position is very important, because anything else that anyone else says wouldn't really matter once you have a clear understanding of why you're occupying that role temporarily.
011-883-0702. If you'd like to send a voice note, feel free to do so on 072-702-1702. My guest is Luyanda Duma, and it's 22 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Hi, Thabo. Hi, your guest. So, caretaking positions are very important in many companies, because there are certain needs that arise that requires maybe a certain caretaking role. For example, let's say the manager of a certain role happens to be a woman who goes on maternity leave, and then sometimes you need a caretaking sort of like appointment. So in my previous line of duty, I used to have a lot of caretaking roles for branch managers, for example. However, what we did is that we had to ask the HR to formulate a template specifically for caretaking roles. Whether it's management position or any position, it needed to have a template where that template then outlines the duties, the expectations, and so on and so forth. Because it does not mean if you're a caretaking manager, then you cannot transgress. So if, let's say, you've transgressed, you want to avoid a situation that says, well, I was just caretaking anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
So you make sure that you outline the expectations, the duties, and including the remunerations and the period during which that person would be on a caretaking role before maybe the position becomes an appointment. Otherwise, you end up then as a company also abusing the system. Charles Kensington.
Very interesting, Charles. Luyanda, especially on remuneration, can you really expect your seniors to add a little bit of more rands to what you were earning on this acting position? Or they'll say, yeah, we're giving you experience, just hang 10. You'll get money if it's really given to you permanently.
No, definitely. I'm very financially liberated, and I always want people in the workplace to be very vocal about this, right?
Yeah.
So, as somebody that also works in freelance, right, we are consults, I always say that there's a certain time where you can do trade exchanges, or there's a certain time where you can say, I need this more than they need me, right?
Yes.
Whereas I can forego the opportunity for money. But there are certain times when you are very clear and sure about the value that you add, right? And about the skills that you provide. And there comes a time where you cannot now negotiate on that financial remuneration. So I think it's very important to also understand that when you increase responsibility and somebody is taking on a managerial role, where now they are responsible for a team, they are responsible for a whole department, there has to be that financial gain to it, because it's more responsibilities. And most of the time, when you are acting, you don't neglect your previous role that you are actually hired for on a permanent basis. You sort of have to take on both and added responsibility. So definitely, there needs to be that little push. And if not sort of remuneration, there might be some sort of benefits as well that might be added for you during that period.
Thembani Bramfontein? Morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm free, Thembani. How are you?
I think the previous caller just covered part of what. In terms of organization, they've got policies in terms of it will not just be a manager who will decide on his own to say, because there are people who can abuse the system. Because in most organizations, an acting position goes with an allowance. So let's say, for example, they are going to give you 15% of your current salary. So if you don't legislate that, I'm telling you, it's going to be fire. It's going to be hell. So they will be saying that you are going to act for this position for a certain number of days or a certain number of months, provided that you've got your own KPA. And at the end of the year, when they're going to do your scoring, they're not going to say that because you were acting here, therefore you did not achieve on this area. So I'm saying it has to be regulated and it has to go with the financial compensation, because already we add on top of what you are currently doing. I think in that case, to close the gray areas, because people abuse this thing. They know that if you add, sometimes you get a car allowance, you get an acting allowance in terms of your salary. Then to make sure that these things don't get to be abused, I think you need to go along those roads. Because if you don't close it, I'm telling you, everyone else will just appoint their friends, appoint those that they love, because they know that they are preparing them for the next position. So if you close those gaps, everyone else has got a fair opportunity to act and then get an allowance, and the work would get to be done. I think that's my fair contribution on that.
Well, I think it's very fair and more than fair, Thembani. Luyanda, do you want to add?
Oh, definitely. It is very true. So that conversation, that contract is something that has to be clearly laid out. Expectations must be communicated, and all these things you must iron out before accepting a position.
Very, very, very. How important is it, Luyanda, for someone senior to come and perhaps have a conversation with the staff that will be reporting to someone who has been appointed to act, and somehow introduce them formally, explain the responsibilities, so that there is that communication? Because yesterday you were doing this job and today out of nowhere you are acting. We just saw a flashing email saying Thabo will be acting in this position. How important is it for a discussion or a staff meeting, but or a more engaged way of communication from those senior to express to that cohort of employees that there will be someone in this acting position, this is what is expected of them, and this is how you should treat them?
It's absolutely important, Thabo. You know, if you want that person to succeed in that position temporarily, and you want that team to continue to achieve and meet the deliverables and objectives that they are doing, it's something that you absolutely have to do. Change management is a very big thing in the company that is often, just sidelined and not bothered about. You know, people will adjust, they'll get used to it, and they'll just respect. But if somebody is placed and, you know, a conversation is had and it's formally done, your staff also feels included, and that's when the respect and a positive culture is then built through that discussion.
Yeah. Let's hear Sizwe quickly from Val. Sizwe, hi, welcome.
Hi, Thabo, how are you?
I'm free and you, Sizwe. Please keep it brief. We're almost at the news tale.
All right, what I can advise for these young people who advance their career, they must just take that opportunity, right? But when you're with the company and being in all position and all that, I don't think it's a good idea to be acting. They rather take you in. But for these young guys, they must just take it as a good opportunity. They must use it.
All right. Thank you so much. Very interesting. Sizwe, Luyanda, how do people get hold of you?
You can follow me on Instagram. I am at Luyanda Duma. I'm also on LinkedIn at Luyanda Luandle Duma. And you'll get links to all my work, my podcast, and Let's Connect.
Thank you so much for your insights and your wisdom. Let's chat again very soon. Luyanda Duma, HR Specialist.